This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well. Hello, everybody. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and we have got one complete and total unbelievable guest today, don't we, Paco?
We really do.
Are you excited about this?
Yes.
Do you love Rial Andrews?
He's just the coolest guy in the entire world. I don't know how we got to be friends with him.
When I first met him, I was so intimidated by him because of his incredible background that he scared me out of my wits. And it was so great because I finally got to know him, and he might be the nicest guy in the world. Loves his wife, loves Jesus, loves fishing, loves network marketing, got into acting, and, you know, that's his job. That's your job, right? Your acting is your job.
Yeah, it's crazy, right, to say that's my job, and I love it. It's, you know, but it's like, it's my job. Network marketing is my passion, and acting is my job that I love, that I'm able to do, that I love because of that. But it's weird, and I know you get it, but the people listening, they'll be like, it's kind of weird to say it's not my primary thing, is basically what I'm saying. It's kind of what I do for fun, if you will.
Hall of Fame wide receiver Rod Smith, Denver Broncos. Unbelievable guy. So meaner. I mean, you just meet with him, and he's scary. So I meet with him at Starbucks. And he's written a book, and he's a huge network marketer. So I sit down at the table, and I go, Rod, how's it going? He goes, fine, Tom, how you doing? Nice to meet you. And he puts out his hand. I go, how about those Broncos? And his eyes went to ice. He goes, we didn't come here to talk about my job. We came here to talk about my passion. I got a big lesson out of that, and that's you.
Yeah. It is my passion with all my heart, and I know, like you guys, I live, sleep, you know, in fact, you know, we get a little crazy up in here. We get a little, can you hear this? You hear that?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, we get, you know, we have a little fun.
He's the only guy with sound effects. But that's what happens when you're a movie star and a TV star and all those cars. He's got every toy. So the other day I'm talking to him and he's got some gizmo. And he goes, oh, yeah, you got to buy one of these. It's only like $1,100. And I go, gee, man, I'm only about 10,000. I'm about 1,099 short. But you understand the value of that stuff, and I don't. But I'll tell you one thing right now. This is going to be a fun show, like Adrian just said. We've got Angel Chandler on here.
We do?
We do, yeah. We have Angel Chandler.
Oh, my gosh. What a surprise. You didn't tell me.
She is the proud owner of a contact mapping T-shirt. And she won the 2020 award for best wearer of the contact mapping shirt in all of the contact mapping world because she's got such unbelievably beautiful hair and eyes and complexion. I love this girl. Good on you.
No. Oh, wait. Well, hold on a second. Wait, I didn't get a chance to even go in the competition because I don't have a contact mapping shirt. What's going on? Do we need to report?
You spent all your money on that $1,100 piece of equipment.
I know you didn't charge Angel for the shirt. You gave it to her.
Okay, so I'm going to have you do one thing right now that's going to really be a tell.
Okay.
Go look at Angel Fletcher and then Angel Chandler. They both got shirts. And then go look in the mirror at Rial Andrews and understand why they got one and you didn't.
Say no more. I see how you are.
We got to get the guy a shirt. I can't believe we haven't done that.
Well, he's got to understand contact mapping a little bit, and he will. But, you know, it's unbelievable.
He teaches us contact mapping.
We have to train him. All right, so let's get to you, because I was telling your story yesterday, because I've been talking about this show forever. You're just a little kid in California, and somebody drives up to you and said, I want to be an actor. Is that kind of how it all started?
Actually, how my career started as an actor is, it's a funny story, and I have to say you remind me of a little kid, and that couldn't be truer, because I had a shirt done, Tom and Adrian, back in the day when I started acting. And it said, why grow up when you can make movies? And I've taken that shirt through, why grow up when you can do network marketing? And to me, what that means is we get to be that little kid, you know, because when you're a kid, you dream and you have fun and you do. And then if you're not part of our world in network marketing, just full transparency, you know, you have to grow up and you start dreaming and stuff like that. But to answer your question, for me, it started, Tom, I had no desire to be an actor. None at all. In fact, I thought that was the stupidest thing. I was the jock. My original dream was to make the 84 Olympics and be a sprinter, win a gold medal, get an advertising campaign, and that was going to be my ticket out, buy my mom a house, you know, and all of that, you know. And I actually dated the drama queen in high school. And so I used to, because, you know, I was trying to get some action, you know what I'm saying? So I used to go to her practices and their drama rehearsals, and I was like, oh, my God. This is so good, because she was like Angel Fletcher, and she would look good in your shirt. Let me just put it that way. And this was back in high school. And so I had no desire. And what happened was, when Hollywood North was coming to Hollywood West, which was Vancouver where I was coming from, and they started to bring all the movies up there, they came into town. They were doing this movie called Harry Tracy, Last Desperado. It was with Bruce Dern. And they needed a young African-American boy for this movie. And there, where I grew up, there wasn't a lot. I graduated from a class of 1,800. I was the only African-American. So three of us, they went around to the schools, and they found three of us. And we came in. They gave us these papers and asked us to say these lines. And I got it. And that was the beginning. I'll tell you a funny story, because how my career really took off was, check this out. So I've never been on a movie set before in my life. I got the part as the trigger warning for you people that, you know, wherever you are, whatever. But I was the character was Little Black Boy. Okay. That was my role. And so I'm sitting in makeup. They're making me darker because I'm not black enough. Okay. So they're putting dark makeup on me. In comes this Caucasian guy. And they say, hey, can you stand up for a second? I said, sure. So I stand up. They put us back to back. He goes away. They say, that'll work. He goes away. 3 hours later, he comes back. Now, I had a big afro at the time. He comes back. He's got an afro on, and he's black. Oh, now, this is my stunt double now. This was in 1981, right? So just to tell you how far it's come. And so, long story short, we became really good friends. At the end of the movie, he was like, hey, have you ever thought about doing stunts? Because there's a lot of movies coming up here, and we don't have any black stuntmen. And so I became the first African-American stuntman in Canada, and it blew up my career because, as you know, back then, every movie had a bad guy, and of course they were black. So I worked a lot. I blew up. I got shot. I stabbed. All of that. And then eventually I got, some one-liners and then two-liners. And then I got a big speaking part, moved to Hollywood, and the rest was history.
How about that?
That is just...
Tom, were you mapping that just now? Because I didn't see you typing.
I'm voice typing. I'm voice mapping. I've got the extension open on a computer here, and I'm just absolutely... This is poetry in motion. So he's asking about a system that we use to really keep track of people. And I'm asking all of you, and we're not going to get into that for just yet, but when you're talking to people, remember what they say. Document what they say. And then call them back and remember what they said again in a couple of months. And you're going to find your relationships and your friendships getting so much deeper. Now, Rial, do you immerse yourself into your roles?
Yes, 100%. You know, there's like method actors. There's technical actors, per se. You know, there's different kinds, but those are the main ones. I'm definitely a method actor, you know. I like to be going, like, oh my gosh, I just remembered something. Get your mapping out. You're going to love this. And then we're going to talk about when you were flying and you were so drunk and you didn't know how to land the plane. See, I map you too, buddy.
Okay.
Don't
keep going.
Okay, so yes, I'm a method actor. I do totally submerge myself in the part so much that I was doing a show called Lonesome Dove, the series, not the movie, Lonesome Dove. So cool. It was one of the most funnest roles I've ever played because it was a period piece. I was the baddest gunslinger ever in the history of that show, and it was a really cool role. So when you do a movie, your first day on the set, you go through the works, we call it. You know, you go to wardrobe, you go to makeup, you go to props, you know, in the wardrobe, you know, what are you looking to look? So I get the props, right? And I have this image. I got a gold tooth made. I went to the dentist. I had them pull my freaking tooth out and put a gold tooth in so I could be this. But yeah, for real. Go check it out. And then, so I get into the props and they go, so is there any special things you want for your character? And they go, yeah, I want to chew tobacco and I'm going to be spitting tobacco like when I'm shooting everything. And they're like, oh, cool. No problem. We got this licorice stuff that looks just like chewing tobacco. We'll have it. I'm like, no. Dude, I want the real deal, dude. And the guy looks at me. I'll never forget. He looks at me and he goes, have you ever chewed tobacco before? And I go, no, it's not a big deal, dude. I've got it. And he goes, okay, I got you. So the first day on the set, right, he brings out the real deal, right? And I put it in my mouth, and I'm like chewing it and swallowing it and chewing it, and all of a sudden it's like, like that. They had to like reschedule my shooting because I was out. And then I'll tell you one other thing, just to show you how method actor. I did this show. It was Don Johnson's show. I forget the name of it, but once again, so I'm playing this bad guy. I got a big gun, and I come running into this room, and I lay off like a bah, 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 like that. And then I have a couple lines to say after I kill all these people. Once again, the gun master comes up to me, and he says, hey, I got some ear things for you to put in. We're going to paint them the color of your ears so nobody can see. And I'm like, no, dude. I said, I want to feel the real deal, dude. I got this, man. I got to go in there. I got to say these lines. You ever heard of gunshot? So I come into this room, and he's like, okay, I got you, brother. Go ahead now. Have fun with that. So I go into this room, an enclosed room, and they're like, oh, bah, 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 bah. Dude, I was like sick for a day. I don't know if you've ever had shell shock or whatever. Yeah, oh, horrible. But yeah, I'm definitely a method actor. But
my favorite story about you. My favorite story about you is when he's immersed himself so much into his role, he calls his mother and he goes, Mom, I love you, Mommy. And she goes, oh, well, good, Real. He goes, I got a promotion at work today. And the mom says, really, Real? What was the promotion? He goes, I got promoted up to lieutenant. And she looked at him and said, Real, it's a TV show. But he was so immersed, he actually thought he got the promotion. That's my kind of actor. I wanted you to get a little bit of this guy's personality because, you know, like Paul Capozzo or Jeffrey Melinat or Carl DeVere, who was in Simply Mary. I mean, all the people watching this show, there are some serious actor wannabes and real actors on here watching. And all I'm going to tell you is I love Real because he is so real. And there's no pretenses here. So we're going to take a little break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. 550 stations worldwide, and we're going to be back right after this. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Maria L. Andrews, and Tom. Thanks.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-5400. 800-400-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It is Riel Andrews, Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault. We have gone through all kinds of really great drama on Clubhouse, and nobody's got it documented like Riel and I. So then we call in trade notes because we never, ever want to have any mis- or disinformation out there. But it just changed your life, especially in your network marketing business, with all the people that you coach on their physique, that you have their blood type, and you know on a weekly basis right where they are, and then you come back and say, oh, my gosh, remember 3 weeks ago? You were not feeling like you're feeling right now, and today you're a hockey stick with hair. Congratulations, and they love you, right?
Oh, it's such, and I'm so grateful to you, seriously, on a serious note. But, yeah, such a game changer, you know, not just with that, but specifically, I mean, In April, we launched a new product. It's awesome. It's Edge. You can check it out. But because it's so awesome, like literally, I put 100 and something people, maybe 170 people in the challenge. Let's keep it real. I'm blessed with a photographic memory. There's no way in hell, and not at the level I am now. So now, because that when I'm talking to a new person, even before they join, right? What I love, I'm either on Instagram, I mean on Facebook. That's my main thing. I know I can go to LinkedIn too as well, but that's for people with an education, I think. I think you have to go to MIT or something to be on LinkedIn because I'm not sure what's up with that one. But when I'm on there, I'm literally talking to the person. Like, here's how it's got for me. I don't want to say bad because it's good, but I know, like, sometimes, right, I'll be downstairs or something and I get a message from somebody and they want to talk, right? And I'll go, hold on one sec. I come running up here. I get on my computer and I literally tell them, hey, I got my tool, and I open it up. And now I said, I want to make notes on you. And they love that, by the way. People love that when you tell them you're making notes on them. You see, I say, I want to make notes on you so I can best serve you. And you can. But the cool thing is, just like you said, especially in weight loss, right? It's another thing I'm passionate about. Or even in network marketing, right? I'm just having a conversation right now. One of my champions is going through one of those phases that we all go through. You're able to go back and say, hey, remember, let's talk about this. Remember you told me this. Remember this is why you were starting. Remember when you are here. I'm also tracking the results because isn't it true, Tom and Adrian? I think in anything, how quickly, here's what I'll say. Let me say it this way, because Tom, you'll understand this more than anything. In the program, both me and Tom are in the program. And I didn't get this when I was first in the program, but I relate this to contact mapping. When, you know, you've got people that have been in there 25, 50 years, And in here walks this guy on his first day, and they're saying, you're the most important person in this program. And I'm like, what? But then I realized that's the most important person in this program because they remind us where we came from,
yeah,
where we were. And that's what you're able to do with contact mapping, because people so quickly forget why they started or where they were or what they're struggling with. And when you're dealing with as many people as we do, you're not going to remember all that. I don't care who you are. But because of contact mapping, I am like they. And here's the thing. They don't know what I'm doing, so they think I'm like a god. They think I'm like this coolest guy with the most amazing memory. And I'm like, yeah, it's contact mapping memory at getcontactmapping.com.
He is a great guy. And don't go to that link. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
I'm just kidding.
Go to that link. I can
he's
see.
He's killing me because he's
got I don't have two Emmys. I don't have all that stuff. I'm just old lumpy Tom. So here's the deal, Riel. You have been a network marketer. Why? I mean, I guarantee you, no one can believe it. You are on an unbelievable TV show. You've got an unbelievable resume. You've got an unbelievable income right this minute. What the heck are you, and your wife's a trainer. I mean, everything about you seems to be coming up aces, and here you are grinding it out in network marketing. I want to know why.
Yeah, real easy. It's four things, real easy. It's real easy for me, okay? I was doing a new series, a Jerry Bruckheimer series. Christmas, just bought a house, had two Ford XLs, gun compartments, the whole thing blacked out, was on top of the world. Everything was amazing, right? Freaking Christmas Eve, they fired my ass. Now, what I learned really quickly, I already had a taste of network marketing. I had my foot in the door, so I was learning the potential of it. But what I realized at that moment, that corporate America doesn't care about us one bit. And I vowed at that moment, never again am I ever going to let anybody have power over me like that again, because nobody will ever fire me. I want to make more money. I'll work harder. That's number one. Number two, it's called leverage. I don't care what you're doing, most people, whatever. Even me, my passion for acting or as a fitness expert, there comes a time when your job isn't so fun anymore. And there's a big difference when you get to go to work because you want to rather than you have to. That's leverage. Number three, the most important thing to me is I'm not changing nobody's life. As much as I love being Lieutenant Taggart on General Hospital, I'm not changing anybody's life. In fact, I might be ruining some people's life. in network marketing, we get to help people achieve their dreams. We get to help other people get out of debt. We get to save marriages. We get to leave a legacy, make a difference.
And there's so many people. It's like professional baseball, basketball, football, hockey. You got those people in the majors that are making the big bucks. Go down to AAA baseball, and those people are sharing lockers, sharing meals. They're not making any money. And what the gift that you've got is you're able to actually let those people who are so passionate about their craft, you're giving them a chance to build an income so they can actually afford to do it. We love you for that. We're going to actually take a break. We're coming back right after this with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Riel Andrews. So stick around.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The death toll from the Surfside, Florida condo tower collapse rose to 86 on Saturday as recovery efforts were briefly halted after a lightning strike, officials said. CNN's Natasha Chen is on the scene in Surfside, Florida.
We do notice that the pace of finding people has really picked up in the last week, ever since the demolition of the remaining part of the building last weekend. That's because the rescuers have been able to get and access more of the pile.
The charred shells of three burned-out cars marked the road to the president's house on Friday in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Just up the hill, former leader Jovenel Moïse had been murdered in his bedroom 2 days earlier in an otherwise quiet neighborhood of big houses and high walls topped with barbed wire and overhanging flowers. What exactly happened during the Wednesday attack is still unknown, along with its motive. This is USA Radio News. President Biden has laid out a sweeping tax plan to raise the rates paid by wealthy Americans and corporations, but his proposal may inadvertently increase the tax bill of small businesses across the country. Pennsylvania Republican Dan Meuser on Fox Business says it's an upside-down policy agenda.
Raising taxes is somehow going to be reasonably beneficial at a time of A, recovery, but B, as we're competing with the rest of the world as we are. You know, one thing Bill Biden doesn't remember is that the rest of the world got competitive and the U.S. Did not.
Biden has called for imposing higher taxes on capital gains and income for the top slice of income earners. The Senate may work into its August recess to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure plan and a budget resolution that would allow Democrats to enact a range of priorities without Republican support, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It is Riel Andrews, Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault. Wow, I love this guy. This is a long segment, and I want to talk about what you think about the profession, the longevity of the profession, what you think about the difference that you're making with people. Just like go freeform about why you put yourself through all this rejection in this business, because every one of us do the same thing. We're in a business that is built on 1 out of 10 maybe making it. And talk about that a little bit, will you please? Because you are an unbelievable spokesman for us.
Yeah, thank you for that, Tom. I appreciate that. You know, I was blessed. I've been doing this 17 years. And I'm blessed that I kind of was mentored by, I kind of came in where I had like, you know, the OGs, what I call the OGs. And then the new wave, and now we have like the real, the millennials and stuff like that. But I lean more towards the old school, you know, and what I'm so passionate about is first and foremost, building the relationships and getting into the lives of other people. And for somebody like me that, you know, came from my mom was a single mom. We came from the other side of the tracks. I ran barefoot. Oh, you'll love this song. I actually have him right here. Hold on.
How cute is he? Because he is a little kid.
Because I talk about this all the time. So I ran barefoot. My dream was to make the Olympics. I ran barefoot till I was in grade 7.
Wow.
And this was my first pair of track shoes that my mom could afford. And, you know, I don't want to get emotional, but that's really why I do network marketing. Because it really is the only platform that you know, I couldn't afford to go to a big college. I didn't have any of that stuff. And it's really a platform that the ordinary people, or even the under-ordinary people, no education, no nothing, we're all on the same playing field, and we can actually have an unbelievable world. I mean, it's full of that. And so I get really passionate about, because I believe my calling, and one of my sayings is, I will believe in you till you believe in yourself. And one day I was at a funeral of an 88-year-old man, and nobody showed up for his funeral. And it was a game changer for me, Tom. It was up on a mountain. It was me, the wife, the mom. There was like 5 people there, and time literally stopped for me. Like, literally. You ever had that moment? It was like spinning. I could hear the pastor in the background. I could hear the mom crying in the background, really faint. But I stood there, and in that moment, 2 things happened. One, I said, I don't want to walk this world 88 years and leave such a little difference that nobody comes to my funeral. And the other thing, I realized that I'm going to say 99% of people go from birth to death thinking they don't matter. They're not important. They're just taking up space. If they're not Tom Chenow or Rael Andrews or a famous actor or whatever, they think they're not important. I say both. And through network marketing, we can help people dream again. We can help them to walk in their power and help people and make a dent. Come on. The world we live in right now, don't get me started. We'll need another show. We're the only ones that can change the world right now, because we're not sheep. We're not going around because nobody's going to fire us. We don't have to be in fear. We can stand up for what we believe in, and we can work hard, and we can make a difference.
So 17 years in the business.
Mm-hmm.
When I met you in Las Vegas, you weren't exactly at the top of your game.
No. No, I wasn't, Tom. And you're going to get me now. I said downstairs, I said, I'm not going to get emotional on this radio show. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I love you, Tom, because, you know, Tom was up on stage. You know, I was in a real dark place. I couldn't even afford my ticket to the Eric Worre show. Actually, my upline said, hey, I got a ticket to this thing called GoPro. Do you want it? I said, sure. Then I didn't know how I was going to get there. Because we literally were buying hot dogs and cutting them into 5 pieces at the time. And I somehow got to this thing. I was staying in this flea bit hotel 5 miles off the track. Didn't have money to take a cab, but I didn't want people to know how bad I was. And I was really heavily addicted to opioids at the time. I just had surgery, so I'd pop all these opioids, walk 5 miles to the show, pop a whole bunch of more opioids, and put my good face on and show up and walk in and act like everything was great. And you were up on stage, dude, and somehow we made eye contact. And, you know, that's your side of the story, but you recognized something in me. You came up to me afterwards, and you saw through my bullshit, and you knew that I wasn't this guy pretending to be who I was. And you gave me your number. I found out now you give your number to everybody. But I thought I was special at the time. But no, in all seriousness, that was a game changer for me, dude, because I haven't even had a chance to tell you, Tom. But, you know, you and Jordan Adler really affected my life for a long time to this day. Because when I was going through that hard time, I there would be many times when I think about, why did those guys spend some time with me? And I would go through, like, were they just talking and blowing smoke up my ass? Because you both independently told me, you said, you're going to be great. You told me, you have greatness in you. You said, go after your dreams. You said stuff like that. And it affected me, dude. It affected me, and it helped me to climb out. I just want you to know that those voices were in my head. They still are today, but they were very much in my head when I was struggling and I was climbing out of that dark hole, dude.
What's so beautiful is he alluded to the program earlier, and most of you have no idea what that means, but that's a recovery program. And I'm a daily guy. Real is a daily guy. And we go there for two reasons. It would be very easy for Real to read those press clippings about how great he is and think, oh, man, I'm so great that one opioid is not going to hurt anything, or one drink is not going to hurt anything. So I go there every day for two reasons. Number one, to make sure I don't ever start believing that I'm as hip, slick, and cool as my paycheck's trying to tell me I am. And the second one is so I can help that still suffering guy like Rael that day. And I just pray for all of you to have some sort of place in your life where you get to absolutely put out your hand and your heart and make an unbelievable difference in somebody's life. And for me, that's network marketing, that's Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's contact mapping. Mm-hmm. I'm like Rod Smith. People say to me, what's going on with you? I say, I'm passionate about alcohol and drugs. Network marketing is my job, and my legacy is contact mapping. And I believe that with every fiber of my body. I turned 70 a couple of days ago, and I've never been more excited about my life than I am right now. Right when everybody else is going to the lazy boy chair, I am going to the top with my son and all these people that are going with me at GetContactMapping.com. Ho-ho!
Is that the cowbell on that one? No, I think
yeah. You get to change lives, you guys. You have to take it that seriously.
So, Rial, we got to have a conversation on your podcast a little while ago, and you asked me, I can't remember what exactly your conversation, what the question was, but it was something like, what's your mantra? What's the message you want to send? And I said something very much along the lines of what your message is, which is that I'll believe in you until you can believe in yourself. And so talk about how you have moved from that kind of dark place and my dad and Jordan believing in you before you were able to now, you know, you're paying that forward in a huge way.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I never thought about it like that, Adrian. But yeah, when you think about it, it really did start there with your dad, you know, because as you were just talking, Tom, man, I'm exactly the journey you thought of, you know. I originally, you know, full transparency, I wanted to become an actor. You know, like I said, I come from a small town, North Vancouver, BC, you know. And I wanted to become an actor because I wanted to be rich and famous. I wanted to walk the red carpets. I wanted to party like a rock star. And I did. I was on top of the world, dude. No was not part of my vocabulary. I could do anything I want, go to any party I want, hang with, you know, whoever. I would eat next door to Jack Nicholson, talk about his Lakers, the whole deal. And, you know, and I started partying like a rock star. And, you know, eventually it all fell apart. And as you know, Tom, when you're in it, you don't know it. And everybody else is the problem. But when I got sober, that's when it all started to turn around. And fast forward to now, me being an actor doesn't mean anything to me. It's like, you know, I eat and just like everybody else. Well, I used to say that, but I'm going to correct that because one day a lady corrected me. She said, no, you don't go to the bathroom like me. I said, okay, so I eat like you. But, you know, now it's like, thank you, Jesus, for the platform, because the platform that it's put me on allows me to affect more people. It allows me to bring the message of sobriety. It allows me to bring the message of mental health, which I'm very passionate about because I'm bipolar manic too. I'm blessed with that. But yeah, so it's all about paying it forward for me now. It's not like, that's when people meet me, they're like, dude, you show, for lack of words, real, you know? And, you know, you're not like one, you know, unfortunately there's a lot, you know, I think I have two friends in the acting world. I'm 58. I've been acting since I was 16. I have two people that I can really call my friend. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in entertainment, in sports, you know, whatever, who, like Tom said, they buy into their greatness and they think they're better than everybody else. And for me, it was a huge, I remember going to lunch one day with a bunch of my acting friends at the time, and they treated this waiter like a piece of shit. And I said, no, I've never been a sheep. I've always been an eagle. And I got up and I left. And like, where are you going? I said, dude, that's not cool how you treated him. Went over to him. I apologized to him and gave him a big tip. And so, I don't roll like that, dude. Yeah. And so, yes, I want to pay it forward.
All right. We're going to, I mean, here's the deal. If you can love like crazy, then love more. Fire your brain, hire your heart. Be interested, not interesting. Interview people and get their story and document it and then remember them on a regular basis. You are going to be successful in whatever you do, especially in your family. They're going to flip out when you start actually remembering instead of pitch them. So we're going to take a break, and it's going to be a fun break. So those of you that are listening right now, make sure you don't go to the bathroom, no matter what. We'll be back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And we are back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Rial Andrews, Adrian Chenault, and he is going to tell you a phenomenal story right now. So remind him, because I was daydreaming.
We were talking on the break, and we were just talking about the lives you can touch. And it went to a really cool place. And so, Rial, pick up that story that we were getting going on, and let's kind of continue on from there.
Yeah, so taking it to a whole nother level, here's what I was thinking about when you were saying that, Adrian. So first and foremost, the latest thing, I used my first house. One of my main sayings before I will believe in you was, how many lives can we change today? That was so much part of my life that I had this big 30-foot wrought iron gate made and across the bottom so that the first thing I'd see when I left my house was, how many lives can you change today? The last thing I'd see when I came back was, how many lives can you change today? So I was implanting it. But as you were just talking, what made me think is, I also know now at 58, nothing is by coincidence, okay? So as we're going through, like when I dream about doing my Academy Award winning speech, I've said that, dreamed it so many times in my head, it's going to be this. I want to thank everybody, good, bad, or indifferent, that has crossed my life to this point, because they have made me who I am. So when you think about that, that everybody that crosses your life is not a coincidence, and God willing, they come back a full turn. Imagine if you had contact mapping, understood it, used it, mapped all those people in your life, because they're in your life for a reason. Even the person at the gas station who crossed your path, who God says, hey, slow down, say hi to that person, right? Dude, I want to say right now, I'm going to flip it on you, because I'm getting goosebumps right now. This thing that you guys have created is bigger than just an app. I'm just here to tell you, because I just realized it on a whole another level. So go to getcontactmapping.com and get your mapping map. No, but seriousness, do you see what I just said, dude? That's pretty deep right there.
That was pretty deep, especially for you. So here's the deal. So I want you guys to get this, because this is Rial and I, and it's the same thing. When he was in the acting business a few years ago, not that long, he had climbed to the top of the ladder. He looked out and he said, what? This is drugs. This is alcohol. This is absolute pandemonium. I want no part of that. I'm at the top of the ladder, but it's leaned against the wrong wall. It's supposed to be that wall over there. And like me, Rial had to climb all the way down and got fired from General Hospital. That's how bad it got. But it was the greatest gift of all time, because he went up, he went down, and now the trip up is 1,000 times better, just like me. And I want that so badly for all of you. And some of you are behind the eight ball right now, but that's just a temporary deal. If you get that gift of desperation, where nothing's going to stop you from going back up that new ladder. And I promise you, it won't be easy. I promise you, it will take a long time. I promise you it will be worth it. Right, Rial?
It'll be 100,000,000% worth it. And it's like, you couldn't have said it better, Tom, because if anybody's listening, we understand. We get it. If you're on, like Tom says it, behind the eight ball, I call it on the other side of the net in the tennis right now, it seems like there's no hope, dude. I mean, we know that more than anything. And it seems, how the hell am I ever going to get across there? It seems so far. But you can. You can. I mean, you deserve more. To me, it's ethereal. To me, it's black and white at this point in my life. You know, we're going down another road, but you opened it, so I'm just going to say it. To me, it's God and the devil, good, bad, positive, negative, but it's all a Super Bowl game. And it's not about second place. It's about winning. And the enemy don't like to lose. And he's got to right now. But you have a calling on your life. If you are listening to the show, you have a calling on your life, and you deserve to walk in your greatness. So fight. Fight.
And I say this, we just got done getting interviewed by, believe it or not, Elon Musk's financial advisor on another big radio station in California. Adrian and I did. It was phenomenal. But I said this on that show. I said, so many times, you're not where I want you to be. I guarantee you, almost every human isn't where Tom Chenault wants them to be. But I'll guarantee you one thing right now. Every one of those human beings are exactly where God wants them. And they're going through what they're supposed to go through to get what they're going to get at the end of the day and the lesson from it, just exactly like I had to learn, just exactly like Rial had to learn. And we all question it. But I'll tell you one thing right now. I had to let go of a lot of ropes called my previous life. I was a stockbroker. I was an airplane salesman. I was unbelievably successful, but there was no fulfillment there. It was just money and ego. And they kept saying, let go of the rope, Tom. God literally did. But I wouldn't, because I was hanging on to it for dear life because it was familiar. I finally let go of that rope, and I stood in where I am today. And I am telling you, it was hard, and it's been hard, but the decision was the right decision. And today, I can change lives. I can help people. Shea Irvins, he's not watching, but, you know, 2 days ago, just called me up and said, you got to call this girl. She's got a problem with alcohol and drugs. He called somebody. I'm in his phone as the person he can call on that front. And there's several of you watching and listening that are in the same boat that I've called on the phone. I don't want you to leave this show when I say goodbye in a couple seconds, because we're leaving the radio people. And if you're listening on the radio on GCN all over the world, 550 stations, you need to come and watch this show every week live on Facebook at 3 o'clock Mountain Time. On what day is it?
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's worth your time. So we're leaving. We'll see you all next week.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.